I've often dreamed of Sissinghurst on fire. I am in the house on the middle floor, and above me the boards are cracking. The tiles are falling away on the outside. Smoke pours into the night. But there's no rollicking, licking flame. It's more like a fungus eroding the timbers, a slow and inexorable eating away at the most precious thing I know. As I see it burning, I'm sure I'm dreaming of the framework of my life rotting in the heat. It's a form of dissolution, of a valuable thing coming to an end. Sissinghurst is the shape of what I am. I do not own it, but it is my place. Anything else can only ever be an approximation to it. I have lived here, on and off, for the last 45 years. For my entire conscious life, it has been what I have thought of as home, even when living away, in London or abroad. For all my attachment to other places, Sissinghurst has always seemed like the root. I belong to it. It's the land I've walked over, looked out over, driven through, smoked my first cigarette in, planted my first tree in, bicycled over, slept in, and lived in all my life.